Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
God bless the Army Corps of Engineers. David Beccaro is the project manager at that project over at McCormick. David, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
How is it going? Are you guys on schedule?
We're on schedule. We're actually ahead of schedule, to be honest. We just turned over the second phase over to the City of Chicago as of this morning.
That's amazing. What does that mean? So you have beds ready for people right now?
No, we have the facility constructed for the first two phases. That means we have 2,250 patient spaces, all complete with nurses' stations and all the support structure, showers, utility rooms, satellite pharmacy, all the construction for two of the first two of the three phases is complete.
For 2,000 patients?
2,250 out of the 3,000 patient spaces that we're outfitting McCormick Place for.
Do you know when that will be operational?
So the last 750 of the patient spaces, those are for higher acuity patients, and those have a little bit longer lead time. We actually received a critical part last night at Midway Airport from the Illinois National Guard. And those are on schedule to be complete the 24th of April.
24th of April. Today is the 9th. But could they begin to see patients, the first 2,000 beds now, or how soon?
So we're completing the construction of the facility, and then we're turning it over to the City of Chicago and the State of Illinois to do the wraparound services, which include getting everything ready to accept patients. And I'll tell you, they're working around the clock on that. We turned over the first 500 units last Friday, and they've been working around the clock to get that ready to accept patients as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. I wonder when that is, and maybe you're the wrong person to ask, but I thought I heard something like maybe as early next week.
Yes, sir. That is my understanding as well.
Have you all done something like this before, turn a McCormick Place into some sort of, what do we call this, an alternate care facility?
Yes. The Corps of Engineers has never done anything like this before. We've addressed and solved a lot of the nation's toughest engineering problems, but nobody has actually done anything like this. And so, we're here to serve the nation, and we were tasked by FEMA to find an engineering solution to the shortage of patient spaces within our area hospitals. And we're doing this here in Chicago, leading the way, but this is also happening across the nation.
The governor said, hopefully we'll have more than we need. Maybe we don't need it. That would be his best case scenario. He was asked last week about, well, is it possible that after all of this money and effort are spent, we won't need it? And he said, wouldn't that be great? And I fully appreciate that. We have to be prepared for every scenario. But how are you all able to make it medically sound, right? I mean, last I was there was a car show. If I was recovering from COVID-19, I don't know, it seemed to me like you would need air filters and all kinds of things. How do you manage that?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of engineering that goes into the solution that we have here in this convention center. And it really started about 3 weeks ago when Lieutenant General Semonite, our chief of engineers, tasked his engineers in the medical center of expertise that we have to develop really a standard design, and in his words, a simple solution to a really complex engineering challenge. And so the folks that design and construct all the medical hospitals for the nation, those are the Army Corps of Engineers folks. They worked with HHS and CDC to develop the standard design. And we're implementing that standard design and tailoring it to the McCormick Place in collaboration with public health officials and the medical professionals within the Chicago area that will be sending patients here. So there's a lot of engineering that's going into this to ensure that it will provide the care necessary in a safe manner.
Yeah, no kidding. Just a crazy idea here, and you don't have to do this, but if you had one of those rotating tables and had a Corvette there with a pretty girl kind of showing the hood or something like that, I don't know if you want to throw that in there, but that would sure make it kind of more fun over there, David.
Well, I guess I can pass that on to the city of Chicago and see if they want to do that.
Maybe not the best idea. You guys are the Corps of Engineers, the Army Corps of Engineers. So you're a division of the United States Army, is that correct?
Yes, we are, sir.
And then is it private contractors that are actually doing the building, though? Who's hammering the nails?
Absolutely. There's a whole team of folks. So the Corps of Engineers received a mission assignment from FEMA. We did the standard design, as I described, and then we contracted with MPEA, the Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority, who then subcontracted to Walsh Construction, who then further subcontracted to a number of tradesmen to get the job done. And at its height, we had over 300 tradesmen here working around the clock.
I don't know what one of the lessons learned here is, but you know how sometimes you call a guy and it takes him forever to get out there, and then the last piece of quarter-inch something takes a month to get there, and then you tell the Army Corps of Engineers, hey, we need you to turn McCormick Place into something that's not a hospital but is going to function as a you know, adjunct hospital for the hospitals, and in 3 weeks, they've got that done. I think that's amazing, David.
It absolutely is amazing. And I'll tell you, it's been a really an all-hands-on-deck approach from, you know, federal, state, and local government, and then the medical professionals and all our wonderful contractors and tradesmen. It has just been an actual inspiring experience here where everyone's come together to get this done.
Are you using tradesmen who typically would work in McCormick Place? Because I know a lot of them lost their jobs for a time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The trades that are here in the city of Chicago that work this facility have really just stepped up. It's really amazing.
This is just one of the many encouraging stories that I think are happening in Chicago and Illinois, a place that has been hard hit by the virus. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to behave. You're going to ask your politicians to institute harsh rules. You're going to follow them, and then you're going to get the Army Corps of Engineers to marshal some of the private contractors in the area and do right by all of us. Please pass along our thanks and congratulations to all of those folks. And, David, visit with us again down the road. Let's see how this goes, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
David Beccaro is the project manager at the McCormick Alternate Care Facility. How about that?